Culture 8.
Coming to America. The USA has always called itself a country of immigrants. Even today, the USA accepts more legal immigrants than the rest of the world put together. Until the end of the 19th century, migration to the States was predominantly from Ireland, Britain, French Canada, and Germany.But at the beginning of the 20th century, there was a massive wave of immigration from other parts of Europe. In 1919 and 1920, over 2 million Italians and 1.5 million Swedes and Norwegians migrated to America, fleeing poverty in their home countries and hoping for a new start in the land of opportunity.About a third of Italians returned home after working an average of 5 years. In addition, over 2 million Central and Eastern Europeans immigrated between 1880 and 1924. People of Polish ancestry are the largest Central and Eastern European ancestry grouping in the United States.There was a further influx of people from Mexico due to the Mexican Revolution of 1911 to 1929, as well as from Asia, Russia, and Japan. Suddenly, America was indeed a melting pot of different races, religions, and customs. Over 12 million immigrants passed through a single point, Ellis Island, a small island in New York Harbor,between 1892 and 1954. If their identification papers were in good order and they were in reasonably good health, the Ellis Island inspection process would last approximately 3 to 5 hours per immigrant, and during peak periods, as many as 5,000 people a day would be checked and questioned. This island was the gateway to a new life for huge numbers of people.Those who passed all the tests would be allowed to cross to American soil. But those who didn't had to get back on the ship for an arduous return journey to the country they had come from.